This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, August 29th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Trade deficit politics. Herbicide maker cancels registrations and vaccine trials for cows approved. Vilsack sees Chinese payback in trade slump. Republicans are using the growing ag trade deficit to buttress their criticism of the Biden administration's trade policy. The Biden-Harris administration is failing our farmers, ranchers, and foresters when it comes to maintaining our competitive advantage in the global marketplace, the top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman, said in a statement yesterday. But Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack argues that U.S. criticism of China has played a role in the slump in exports there. And he also said at the Farm Progress Show in Iowa yesterday that the trade deficit underscores the need for the new trade promotion funding the department is offering to farm groups. Our exports to China are off significantly. The reason for that is they pay attention to what's being said and what's being done here in this country, Vilsack said. USDA projected this week that the ag trade deficit would grow from $30.5 billion in fiscal 24 to $42.5 billion in FY25. It starts October 1st. Exports to China projected to drop $3 billion to $24 billion. Last year, China bought nearly $34 billion in U.S. ag products. What others say? Well, Josh Gackel, the president of the American Soybean Association, acknowledged in an interview with AgriPulse that there is some tension between the U.S. and Chinese governments when it comes to issues outside of ag. So we just want to make sure that both sides know that ag can be a bright spot in the relationship between U.S. and China and has been in the past. Representative Randy Feenstra, an Iowa Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee, which oversees trade policy, said of the drop in exports to China that, quote, we sort of did it to ourselves a little bit. China obviously has lots of mouths to feed, and they're obviously buying more and more of their product from Brazil and Argentina, Feenstra said. Herbicide manufacturer cancels registrations. AMVAC is voluntarily canceling its registration for products containing DCPA or Dacthal following EPA's decision to suspend sales of the herbicide because of its impacts on fetal development. EPA said it's working closely with AMVAC, the sole manufacturer of DCPA, on a return program for existing Dacthal products. We applaud the EPA for its emergency suspension, which led to cancellation of this dangerous pesticide, said Patty Goldman, senior attorney at Earth Justice. This is a step in the right direction in protecting children. EPA said, quote, currently all products containing DCPA are suspended following EPA's August 6th temporary emergency suspension order, and the action announced will ensure that the registrations will be permanently canceled. Vaccine manufacturers can test their avian flu vaccines in the field. USDA is going to allow field safety trials and of manufacturers' H5N1 vaccines for dairy cattle. The Department Center for Veterinary Biologics says in a notice published yesterday that it is accepting submissions for field studies to support conditional or full licensure of non-viable, non-replicating vaccines. CVB previously said the vaccine trials would have to take place in contained areas. Dairy, egg, and turkey groups all wrote to Secretary Vilsack earlier this month to urge him to act speedily. Vilsack announced approval of the field trials here at the Farm Progress Show during his visit yesterday. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA awards funds to connect underserved forest landowners with climate markets. Nine projects across 14 states will receive a combined $15 million from the USDA's Forest Service through the Inflation Reduction Act to help connect underserved forest landowners with climate markets. While private sector markets offer economic incentives to preserve forests through sustainable practices, private landowners often struggle to meet high acreage requirements and pay startup costs, according to USDA's press release. The Forest Service investment aims to help underserved and small acreage forest landowners address climate change while maintaining ownership and protecting private forests from pressures to convert land to other uses. The latest round of funding follows the $145 million investment from the IRA announced in March. This similarly aims to help landowners participate in climate markets. Kroger executive admits to raising milk and egg prices higher than needed. Kroger's Director for Retail Insight and Strategy, Andy Groff, admitted before a federal judge in Oregon yesterday that the company raised its prices for eggs and milk higher than their cost increases necessitated, according to a Bloomberg report. Groff's testimony was part of a case brought by the Federal Trade Commission aimed at blocking the grocery giant's $24.6 billion purchase of the rival Albertsons. Now take note, early last week, Kroger filed a motion for preliminary injunction in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Ohio against the FTC's administrative proceeding on the acquisition. It accused the agency of, quote, violating constitutional protections by proceeding in its administrative tribunal, according to a release. Here's today's final word. There is no greater return on investment of a dollar spent out of Washington than one spent on America's number one industry, Iowa's number one industry, Pennsylvania's number one industry, which is agriculture. That House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania talking about the Farm Bill at the Farm Progress Show here in Boone yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, August 29th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.